Shabaniya with Sheikh Saleem Yusuf Ali and Sheikh Hamza Sasana, followed by a question and answer session. And also, there will be an activist forum to exchange ideas and, you know, different solutions. And last but not least, we do have a sister who is very, very active and very known for her spoken word and for her poetry. You can find her her poetry on MySpace and on Facebook. It's Sister Sophia from DC, also known as something like a phenomenon. Salawat Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
Y'all like going to the airports lately? Last but not least, right? Yeah, especially in certain cities. Okay, so this one I wrote. You're worried about terror sleeping cells when you can't even tell that this country is already deep asleep. With materialism as its sleeping pill for to block out nightmares of terror it has inflicted everywhere. Those killed for our SUVs, our MP3s, our DVDs, and our LCD TVs. Those dying of malnutrition so we can eat to obesity. And those whose lands and lives we stole looking for their diamonds and their gold. But you're so afraid of fear that you've been living a nightmare when all you really hear are the whispers spread by the war profiteers. And at the airport, you tried to put me in an orange jumpsuit with the hood, not realizing you could not, just like you could not untie the knot in your tongue once I had begun to set you straight, exposing the false bases on which you base your hate. Didn't like my clothes, too Muslim-like, too loose, not tight, you just couldn't see those parts of my body, and if you don't show you everything, then I must be hiding something. So you label me a terrorist, your closed-mindedness deciding that I was your nemesis, because you keep pushing this new world view that everyone has to think and be like you, as if the world has to follow your orders and fall in order of this new world order, or they are out of order. But you see, I don't want to place an order for your fast food or your fast lifestyle, because flaunting myself for your pleasure is just not my style. You see, I know your history of biological warfare, of spreading blankets given to welfare, of stripping our kings and queens of their dignity and their clothing so you can get off admiring them boldly, keeping them starved, whipped, and placed in chains. And now the game is really just the same with x-ray machines that children cannot go through legally because, you see, that is considered child pornography. But this is a different time. And while some have imprisoned many minds within the confines of our us versus them philosophy, refusing to take responsibility for the basis of all this fear and hostility, my mind is not enslaved with the mental war games that you continue to play. So I will not play by the rules that you have made and continue to change day by day. So you can take that orange jumpsuit with the hood, place it next to the Bell of Liberty. You see, I was raised on the words of Patrick Henry and Geronimo, Malcolm, Asada, Muhammad, and Ali. And I know what is your true history. So no matter what you do, I will remain true to me. My mind faced firmly in truth and free. Because those mental chains of half-truth and full lies no longer shackle me. I would ask how many of you all saw me perform in Dearborn, but I can't see anybody's hands anyway, so. Okay. It was really hard to read what's up here. I said I wasn't going to get up here and say something about the light, but really it's. Okay. I think all of my poems, in one way or another, speak of freedom, so I don't have to deal with that topic. But there are some things that we see in life that are so terrible and so horrible that we just can't talk about them. It's not things that you discuss in civility or casual company, but there's things that you have to address. So I have a trilogy called My Voice, and this particular aspect is from the perspective of women in war. Women are over 52% of the population, and we are underrepresented wherever decisions are made. I don't care where it is, what culture, what nationality, what religion. But truly, the weight of society rises and rests on women's shoulders. You can go through any culture and you will see that as long as the women are strong, the society itself is strong. We know Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that he could not have survived or established Islam without Khadija. Imam Hussein's message would never have been delivered without Zainab. The truth of imamate would not have been left for centuries for people to ponder about had not Hazrat Fatima alayhi salam demanded that her grave be unknown to everyone. So, this is called my voice, the voice of Allah. I have taken back my voice. The one who had tried to steal from me, the one that speaks of my entirety, not just those aspects of me that you want to see. My voice is mine. It is that part which defines me, reflects me, selects those parts of me that I wish to share. That voice which speaks of things that you don't want to see or hear. And no, I really don't care. I have taken back my voice, and I will speak loudly. No, no, I will shout. No, no, I will scream until I have punctured your dream that has become my nightmare. For I and the women raped mercilessly, Aztecs at the hands of Spaniards, Africans at the hands of slave owners, Lakota at the hands of white settlers, Bosnians at the hands of Serbs, Palestinians at the hands of Israelis, Southern Sudanese at the hands of the North, Congolese at the hands of militias, Iraqis at the hands of American soldiers, women at the hands of men.
Son.
And I am taking back my voice and my body because they are mine. No longer will I take the blame or hang my head in shame at what you have imposed on me. I refuse to be isolated, humiliated, shunned, shamed by society. No, I will raise my voice loudly until you are forced to hear me, forced to look at me directly and see your shame, your blame, your silence. For I have none. I have taken back my voice. The one you have tried to steal from me. The one that speaks of my entirety, not just those aspects of me that you want to see. And with my voice I decry, denounce, and condemn your use of phosphorus gas and chemical weapons, of drones and clones and landmines, a propaganda designed to destroy the mind and hope. I am the South Side, with inferior education surrounded by mental genocide. For I am Palestine, whose body burns inside, skin melting from within. I am Somalia, limbs scattered asunder from minds down under. I am Pakistan, lives destroyed by drones above, innocent blood staining the wings of both the hawks and the dove. You see, I am the sound waves of war, still, vacant, absent. Because war is not about sound. It is about the silence of humanity. And I am taking my voice back and filling these sound waves with words, not the language of civility, how casually we treat casualties as if they were just property, ignoring the reality that 90% of all war casualties are people just like you and me. 75% of them are innocent women and children. I am not a dead man walking, rather a woman reborn, hatred shorn like lamb's wool, and having been the black sheep most of my life, I can tell you, black sheep grow the most wool. I am the other side of war, not just the side that fights. I am the side that also gives life. I am the women who keep the schools open, the ones who gather flour during ceasefires, break bread for neighbors, tell stories and sing songs to entertain children, surrounded by falling bombs. And this is our resistance to your insistence that we cannot live free. We, in the midst of these wars, declare our humanity. So I have taken back my voice. The one you tried to steal from me, the one that speaks of my entirety, not just those aspects of me that you want to see or hear. Because then it will be clear that you have no choice but to challenge that voice within you that has also been silenced. But we've all been through it before. Those of you that were Dearborn, I think you heard it. You were listening. Those of you that haven't, it's on my CD. You see me on the street, and in 15 seconds, you think you can categorize me, define me, know me? Accuse, try, judge, and sentence me to your false sense of my identity? Then, having found me guilty of your misconceptions and false impressions, you think you can either assault me or ignore me, like I covered in all of this and invisible? Then, due to your lack of interaction, compassion, and just plain common sense, you think you can decide who and what I am? In which category do you think you can place me? Do you think that because I look like this, I don't speak English? I will run myself through your simple mind with my articulate, dialectical, eloquent, fastidious, immaculate, impeccable, implicit, precise, and unequivocal command of the English language, and that is in every sense of its usage, whether it is dialectical, literary, vernacular, or the colloquial or the vernacular sense, and yes, that does include Ebonics. So for those of you that didn't quite understand, basically I just shut you down. You think my husband or my father make me dress this way? I ain't got neither one, but if I did, they would have no say. For only God can tell me what to do. And don't go thinking that he told me to. I just like the sky, so what's it to you? You think that because I'm a Muslim woman, I'm oppressed and without a backbone? Man, you don't know who I roll with. My backbone is made of steel. Got to be to hold up all this material. Let's keep it real. Think as I look this way, all I do is smile and pray? Okay, maybe. But you best realize that if I see you bother, humiliate, marginalize, or in any way try to diminish someone's God-given dignity, you will hear a panther roar, see it rise up in me, and we will go down for the fight. I don't need, you will not, name, categorize, or stereotype me. You will not put me into a box based on age, race, faith, or nationality. You can't put me into a box. Because you see, I was created to be free. And I don't need to define or describe me. Because no definition can ever adequately cover all of my imperfect qualities. Yeah, it is imperfect, because perfection can be kind of boring. But the reality is I was created to stomp on this society's superficial definitions and misdirections of a woman's true beauty. I do not, cannot, and will not fit into your boxes for your ease in judging me. I will kick down and utterly destroy all boxes and any locks that you try to attach to me. And yes, I did say destroy, because I do not toy with those who try to mold, fold, deny, or desecrate my beliefs and complexities. Because you see, God created me to challenge your false sense of reality, because I too am a member of humanity. Thank you, Cass.
So the rest is for Sophia. Again, we want to support our spoken word artists, you know, with their CDs. And as Brother Ibrahim says, this is a way to enliven us and uplift our movement as well. That will conclude our third annual poetry slam. Again, we do have these sessions going on in Exhibit A and Chateau A and B. They're on the mezzanine floor. So we do encourage everybody to go there. We have the Dua Manajat Shabaniya and question and answer session, and also a forum going on in the Chateau A and B right across from it. All of this begins as soon as you leave here. And we do encourage, and both of them will be ended by a dua fajr. So if you recite a loud salawat.